Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
This week's chat with Isle of Wight Citizens Advice is with Kate Brandon. Hello, Kate, and welcome to Vectis Radio.
Hi, Kitty. It's nice to see you. Or meet you.
Yes.
Albeit over the internet.
I know. It's rather strange, isn't it? Now, today we're going to chat about money and debt. Now, that is something which is really quite, you know, big in people's minds at the moment, isn't it? Could you tell us more about what you do at Isle of Wight Citizens Advice?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm one of the debt caseworkers there. There's a team of three of us at the moment and sort of our administrators. We've been sort of operating as sort of from different funders for the last 16 years, and debt has always been one of our highest issues that we have covered and dealt with. Coming into Citizens Advice is one of the main inquiry areas. Obviously, at the moment, that has come to the forefront of most people's minds due to the current crisis. So at the moment, we've seen a little bit of a dip in clients accessing us only because of new government guidelines that have been introduced. However, we do envisage that the numbers are going to creep up quite drastically over the next coming months when all of these plans come to an end. But we're always here to help. We help people with sort of negotiating with creditors, dealing with their finances and drawing up budgets for them, which are realistic and sustainable, especially during this current crisis. Again, a lot of people are going to be in the same boat and extremely worried about their finances, but there are always solutions to the problems. It's just getting people in to come and talk to us about them.
Absolutely, because one of the biggest things is to actually admit you have an issue, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed of. Everybody has different circumstances within their household. Before this current crisis, you know, low zero-hour contracts, tourist sort of industry where they're working on sort of just short-term period contracts, or low income versus sort of by high outgoings at the moment. But again, everybody is in the same boat. Everybody does have an issue. At the end of the day, a debt is a debt when you can't manage the minimum repayments upon it.
Now, what are the most pertinent things for people at the moment, Kate?
Well, obviously, it's been sort of very well publicised in regards to mortgage holiday breaks, people that are in rented accommodation, and staff that are being furloughed. So they're only receiving 80% of their money, if that. If they're one of the lucky people to be on PAYE, I say lucky, they're still receiving a heck of a lot less than they normally would be receiving in their current jobs. And obviously a lot of self-employed people on the island as well that are faring quite badly from this current situation. And people are extremely worried about obviously losing their property, paying their bills, and how they're going to come out of this going forward as well.
That's quite a huge thing to think about. And I guess from the point of view of money and debt is quite a wide subject, isn't it? At the moment, you must be having to regularly update daily with all the changes.
Yeah, I mean, actually, we're regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. We receive full training throughout the course of our working history and careers. So we're always keeping abreast of every new changes or legislation. Obviously, with the current crisis, it's daily updates as opposed to sort of quarterly updates or monthly updates as and when anything does change. But we are keeping abreast of it with government sort of websites and feeds in from our funders at the moment, the Money and Pension Service. So we are constantly keeping abreast of everything that is changing for our clients, and it does actually change on a day-to-day basis.
Now, could you tell us, if somebody is really struggling, what was the first thing for them to consider?
I mean, the main thing is contact us and have a chat to us about what their main concerns are. It could be that they're worried about how it's going to affect their credit rating, or how to prioritise bills, or what sort of things are available out there to them at the moment. Not just with the current crisis, but what sort of solutions long term that they can look at if they were suffering before this. But the main thing is getting advice at an early stage to prevent obviously the difficulties or, you know, issues with creditors escalating.
Yes. So how can people contact Isle of Wight Citizens Advice for advice, Kate?
There is a general main line for our general advisors, which is 03444 111 444. However, if you want to speak to somebody directly in the money advice unit, we do have a direct line. Obviously, it's an Isle of Wight code, the
yes.
01983 code. But if callers phoned 823898 and selected extension 2825, they will get directly through to the money advice team.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Kate, for spending time out of your very busy day to talk to us. I wish you well and hope to speak to you soon. Thank you so much, Kitty.
Thanks for inviting us.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.